This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And how's your heart feeling? How's your blood pressure? Because if you're not careful, it can have some negative effects if you let it get away from you. I'm joined this morning by Marie Ludlow, the Heart Foundation's Heart Health Manager in South Australia. Marie, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you, Jordan. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So we're talking about blood pressure this morning. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so the blood pressure is the pressure of the blood on your arteries as your heart pumps it around your body. So it's quite similar to the concept of the air pressure in a tire. And your blood pressure naturally goes up and down all the time, so it adjusts to your body's needs at that time, depending on whether you're being active or whether you're at rest.
Right, okay. So what then is high blood pressure? Because that's the thing you hear most when you talk about blood pressure.
Yes, you're right. That's what we generally talk about. So high blood pressure or hypertension, which is what you may also hear it referred to as, that's the medical term, that's when your blood pressure is consistently higher than what we would normally expect. So this means that your heart is then working harder to push that blood around the body. Now, it's important that you may have a one-off high reading, and that's okay, but it's when it's consistently high that it becomes a problem. So people often then ask, well, what is high and what do these numbers mean? So when your doctor or whoever your health professional is records your heart blood pressure, they'll tell you it as two numbers. It's usually something on something. So the first number that you hear is what we call the systolic blood pressure. And that's the pressure in your arteries as the heart is actually pumping the blood. And the second number, which is usually a lower number, is the diastolic blood pressure. And that's the pressure when your heart is at rest before it gets ready for the next beat. So what we often describe as a normal or a recommended blood pressure will be 120 on 80. But it's really important that you find out, you talk to a health professional and find out what a good blood pressure is for you, because it can vary depending on if you've got some other medical conditions.
Right. Okay. So that 120 is when the blood is just being pumped, and then the 80 is when the heart is resting between pumps. So
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. That's sorry. As a layman, it's just trying to wrap my head around it all.
You're right. It can be a tricky concept. So that's why, you know, we really encourage people to learn those numbers, to find out what their recommended blood pressure is, and to keep asking those questions.
So then what is the problem with having high blood pressure?
Yeah, so look, if you've got high blood pressure, it basically means that your heart is working harder than what we'd like it to. So it has to pump with more force than normal through your arteries to get that blood around your body. So if we go back to what I was saying earlier about the air pressure in a tyre, you know that when you're using one of those handheld pumps to pump up your bike tyres, at the start, it's really easy. You're thinking, yeah, I've got this. Then as the pressure in the tyre increases, it becomes really, really hard to pump until at the end you can't pump it anymore. So that's what's happening when you have high blood pressure. Your heart is working really hard to try and get that blood around your body. So, of course, over time, this extra work or extra strain will increase your risk of a heart attack or a stroke.
Right. Okay. And how common is high blood pressure then? Because you do hear about it pretty often.
We do hear about it. We're always talking about it because it really is quite common. So, Jordan, if we look at, say, the region which your listeners are in, so if we're looking at the mid-north and York Peninsula region, then you're looking at approximately one in every four adults will have high blood pressure. And obviously that's a lot higher than what we'd like it to be.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of the causes then for high blood pressure that we should probably be aware of?
Yeah, the cause can sometimes be quite complex, but we do know that it's strongly influenced by factors such as family history. So there we're talking about if you know your parents have got high blood pressure or your siblings, then it's more likely that you will as well. Eating patterns can also have an impact. So we know that salt directly impacts blood pressure. So if your diet is high in salt, it's quite likely that your blood pressure will be higher than what we would like. Excessive alcohol intake can also have an impact, as can being overweight or obese And then linked with that is also not exercising enough. So all of those factors can contribute to your risk of having high blood pressure.
In that case then, what can we do to, if we know we have high blood pressure or we're concerned, what can we do to minimise it?
Yeah, we can work on all of those things that I just mentioned. So things like physical activity. So the Heart Foundation recommends, you know, at least 30 minutes of walking or moderate activity every day. If you're unable to do that, any activity is better than nothing. So anything that you can do to get yourself moving is going to be better than nothing. Controlling your weight is always very important because there's really strong evidence to show that reducing your weight then can reduce your blood pressure. So you can do this by the exercise that I just spoke about and also maintaining a balanced diet. And that ties in as well with the salt that I spoke about. So it's really good to check the food, check the nutritional labels on the food that you buy, if you're buying packaged food, and try and get that salt content or sodium, as it will often be referred to as low as possible.
No worries.
If you're a current smoker, let's try and look at quitting that, reducing your alcohol intake. But look, perhaps, you know, the best way to tie all this in together and to make it easy for your listeners is to think about that if you're age 45 years or over 30, if you are an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person, then if you go to your GP and ask for a heart health check, then they will look at all of these factors for you, including blood pressure and cholesterol, family history, lifestyle, and they can then help you develop a plan so you can actually monitor and reduce your risk of heart attack or stroke.
Well, Marie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Have a good day.
That's Marie Ludlow with the Heart Foundation SA on your Classic It's Breakfast.